according to Matthew.
Then Jesus went with them to Gethsemane, and he said to the disciples,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them,
"My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me."
And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed,
"My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"So could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed,
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done."
And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy.
So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again.
Then he came to the disciples and said to them,
"Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12.
And with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people.
Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him."
And he came up to Jesus at once and said,
"Greetings, Rabbi."
"Friend, do what you came to do."
Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus.
Laid their hands on him and seized him.
And behold, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and
struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him,
"Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled?"
And Jesus turned to ask the crowd,
"Have you come against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching you, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples left him and fled.
Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, to the high priest, where the scribes and elders had gathered.
And Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest.
And going inside, he sat with the guards to see the end.
Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death.
But they found none.
Though many false witnesses came forward, at last two came forward and said,
"This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God.'"
"To destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days."
And the high priest stood up and said,
"Have you no answer to make?
What is it that these men testify against you?
I adjure you,
by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ,
the Son of God."
"You have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven."
"He has uttered blasphemy."
"Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need?
You have heard his blasphemy.
People, what is your judgment?"
Oh, sacred head, now wounded with grief and shame weighed down, now
They spit in his face and struck him.
And some slapped him, saying,
"Prophesy!
Prophesy!
Who is it that struck you?
Prophesy!
Prophesy, prophesy to us, you Christ!"
Now Peter was sitting outside the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him and said,
"You also were with Jesus, the Galilean."
"I do not know what you mean."
And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders,
"This man was with Jesus of Nazareth."
I swear to you, I do not know the man.
After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter,
"Certainly you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you."
By the living God, I do not know the man.
And immediately the rooster crowed.
And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus,
"Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times.
And he went out and wept bitterly.
When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus
to put him to death.
And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate the governor.
Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned,
he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying,
"I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.
What is that to us?
See to it yourself."
And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed.
And he went and hanged himself.
But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said,
"It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money.
So they took counsel and bought the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day.
Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying,
"And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the potter's field."
Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"You have said so."
"Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?"
Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner who they wanted.
And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas.
So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them,
"Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?"
For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up.
Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him,
"Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream."
Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor said again to them,
"People, which of the two do you want me to release for you?"
"Barabbas, we choose Barabbas."
Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?
Crucify him.
People, what will you do with Jesus, who is called Christ?
Let him be crucified.
Why? What evil has he done?
Let him be crucified.
So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning,
he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying,
"I am innocent of this man's blood. People, see to it yourselves."
His blood be on us and on our children.
let it be on us.
On us and on our children.
Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus,
delivered him to be crucified.
Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters.
And they gathered the whole battalion before him.
And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him.
And twisting together a crown of thorns,
they put it on his head.
And put a reed in his right hand.
And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying,
Hail!
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 Hail, Hail King of the Jews!
And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him in the head.
And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him.
And led him away to be crucified.
As they went out, they found a man, Cyrene, Simon by name.
They compelled this man to carry his cross.
And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they had offered him wine to drink mixed with gall.
But when he tasted it, he would not drink it.
And when they crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots.
Then they sat down and kept watch over him there.
And over his head they put the charge against him, which read,
This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
Then two robbers were crucified with him,
one on the right and one on the left.
And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying,
You who would destroy the temple,
and rebuild it in 3 days,
save yourself. If you are the Son of God,
come down from the cross.
So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying,
He saved others.
Cannot save himself.
He is the King of Israel.
Let him come down now from the cross.
And we will believe him. He trusts in God.
Let God deliver him now.
If he desires him.
For he said,
I am the Son of God.
And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way.
Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour.
And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying,
My God, why have you forsaken me?
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
And some of the bystanders heard this and said,
This man is calling Elijah.
And one of them at once ran and took a sponge,
filled it with sour wine,
and put it on a reed,
and gave it to him to drink.
But the others said,
Wait. Let's see whether Elijah will come and save him.
And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
And the rocks were split.
And the curtain was torn.
And the earth shook.
And the curtain was torn.
And the rocks were split.
And the earth shook.
And the curtain was torn.
And the tombs were emptied.
And the rocks were split.
And the curtain was torn.
And the earth shook.
And the curtain was torn.
And the tombs were opened.
And the rocks were split. The rocks were split.
And
the rocks were split.
And the
rocks were split.
And the curtain was torn in two from top to bottom.
And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said,
Truly, this was the Son of God.
There were also many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were
Mary Magdalene
and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph,
and the mother of the sons of Zebedee.
And when it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus.
Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him.
And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock.
And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb.
The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said,
"Sir, we remember.
We remember.
We remember. How that impostor said, while he was still alive,
after 3 days I will rise.
Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day.
Lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people,
He has risen from the dead.
And the last fraud will be worse than the first.
You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can."
So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard.
In a moment, you are invited to join in the receiving of communion. And this holds deep significance on this morning as we remember Jesus' broken body and blood shed for us on the cross. As we prepare our hearts and our minds, we're going to join together in a prayer of confession. You will join in saying, "These we lay down," and then there's going to be a pause. So you can lay down, you can put out any confession that you would want on this morning. The words will be on the screen. Before we take the body of the Lord, before we share his life in bread and cup, we recognize those things we carry within us for which we are sorry. These For the words of hope we often fail to give, the prayers we forgot to pray, for the acts of compassion we withheld, these we lay down. For our narrowness of vision and of mind, our need for people to serve our will, and every word and silence meant to hurt, these we lay down. And together we pray. Our Lord Jesus Christ, companion at this table, we empty our hearts and stretch our hands and ask you to meet us here in bread and cup, which you lay down. Amen. I want to offer each of you and myself an assurance of forgiveness. My hope is that you will receive this. In the name of Jesus, through the message of the cross, be assured that you are forgiven, that you are loved, that you are free. Amen. I'm going to invite Alicia and Rocco to come forward. As we prepare to receive communion, you will remain seated while I bless the bread and the cup. In between each, again, I will offer you time of quiet reflection and personal confession. And following that, you will be invited to come forward for communion. There will be stations. You will see Alicia and Rocco and myself. I'm a little tucked in, so I'm going to move a little bit. And we will bless you with words of blessing. So you will come to receive the bread and the cup, which we will give to you. There are also gluten-free crackers here, if that is something that would be good for you. Then we will return to our seats for quiet reflection, and then we'll sing our final song together. We are then invited to leave in silence, but certainly you're welcome to enjoy conversation and greeting in the foyer. But please leave in quiet. And if you would like the blessing of the cross of Christ on your forehead today before you leave, please come. I will remain up front. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Do this as often as you can, and as you drink, do this in remembrance of me. When you are done your moment of reflection, you are welcome to come and to receive. Again, you are invited to stay here in the quiet. Time of reflection. If you would like the blessing of the peace of Christ, please do come forward before you leave. We look forward to joining together on Sunday morning. But first, we stay in the shadows a little longer. But please join us Sunday morning for a time of rich celebration of being together when the light bursts forth. Go now with this blessing. God of endings, God of darkness, God of the tomb, God of dark days and of great loss, be with us now as we wait with Jesus. We go in silence, and may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.